6,000 jobs gone. That's the news out of Qantas today, and it comes on top of the 15,000 Qantas workers who remain stood down without pay until further notice. The company's chief executive officer, Alan Joyce, says today's redundancies are necessary to fix some major problems.
The first is to right-size our workforce, our fleet, our capital spending for a world that has less flying for an extended period. This is something that weighs very heavily on all of us.
The concept that flying won't be occurring internationally is certainly, I think, known to most people. The fact that it might not occur in Qantas Group till mid-next year is certainly devastating news to pilots today.
As aviation's first responders, cabin crew have dealt with some incredibly tough times, whether it was the collapse of Ansett, whether it was September 11. These are all hurdles that we've had to survive, and we have, and this is a day very much like that.
So it's good enough to secure Alan Joyce's job. Why isn't it good enough to reverse these decisions, sit down with unions, ensure the federal government extends JobKeeper, and try and save these jobs instead of throwing your hands in the air?
It's a gut-wrenching day, a very difficult day, a very dark day for not only the aviation industry, but indeed for those 6,000 Qantas family members who've lost their jobs today.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack talking about those job cuts at Qantas, and other voices there too reacting today. Joining me now is Stephen Fankhauser from Swinburne University's Aviation Department. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephen. 6,000 workers sacked in one hit. It's just such a staggering number of workers. Do you think Qantas was left with no other choice?
Patricia, thank you very much for inviting me on. And yes, I think this has probably hit quite a lot of people very significantly. It's a terrible thing. But obviously in the current circumstances, probably not a surprise to many people. But I think that, and I, from my perspective from the university in which for over 20 years we've been involved in training and educating people for the aviation industry, it's not good news at all.
The company still has another 15,000 workers stood down without pay. Do you have any idea when or if those employees will be reinstated?
Well, I think that, Alan Joyce mentioned today and that the airline will not be flying for, or in terms of how it was for an extended period, and that is entirely, most likely. But I think, it's the long-term game that's important, and Qantas are in the process now of setting themselves up for what they see as the future. And the International Air Transport Association and is predicting that with the air travel will come back to pre-COVID levels probably around mid-2022. Domestic will come back first and international will lag behind that and maybe 2023-24, which is consistent with what was in Qantas's announcement. And I take some heart that aviation is not an industry that's being outmoded. It's obviously suffering due to the effects of COVID, and that we're all gregarious people, and people will still want to travel, they'll still want to go on holidays. Business people will still want to meet people that they're doing deals with, and we're 3 months into the COVID restrictions, and I'm sure we're all suffering a bit of death by Zoom currently.
Death by Zoom. When Qantas does eventually get to the point where it has enough flights up and running to start, reinstating flight crews and other workers, will it be a simple matter of putting them back in place, or will it be difficult to get them back up to scratch? I mean, others will have to find other jobs, things change. It's a really complicated story, isn't it?
It's extremely complex, and so Qantas being a large airline as it is, it has diverse demographic workforce, with people at various stages of their careers and various interests and desires. It has many parts to the industry, and again, by the announcement today, the areas that will be affected, you know, the ground operations, cabin crew, engineering, the pilots, they all have different needs and different requirements. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, we have a very safe aviation environment in this country, and with a very good regulator by CASA, it's not quite, especially with flight crew, as easy as, okay, the restrictions are lifted, we've now got customers, everyone back to work, that there is a thing called recency, and that basically means that flight crew have to have recency or effectively experience in flying. And typically, if someone hasn't flown for 180 days, they will be put into a return to work program, training program, which is quite extensive and will require classroom activities, emergency procedures, what regulatory changes have occurred since they last flown, as well as simulator exercises, and then finally a route check when they actually go out flying. And that happens quite often because, you know, people do take extended leave or they have medical issues or so forth. But what we're facing this time is that nearly the whole workforce is going to be in that situation. And so it's a bit of a chicken and the egg. How do they actually go through this program? How do they have the examiners that are in themselves recent? And the airline, and Virgin Australia will be in a similar situation, is that they will work with the regulator in doing...
Losing you a bit there, Stephen. Look, I'm going to have to sign off anyway. I'm losing you a bit. Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Fankhauser there from Swinburne University's Aviation Department. We had a pretty decent line, but of course you heard right at the end there it deteriorated just a tiny bit. This is RN Drive. Patricia Carvelis with you, 0418 226 576. Lots still coming up on the program. You're going to hear from Penny Wong after 7 tonight. We're going to dip into some federal politics with her. Lots of issues, of course, swirling around. And also some reaction from the arts sector coming up too. A big package, or a package of over $200 million announced today from the federal government. Big is a subjective word, I just realised, but a package. And now there is some scrutiny in terms of that package. We'll hear from the arts sector a little later. This is RN Drive.